Well, presently, I mean, there's a lot of people that are dissatisfied with campaign finance. It's a pay-to-play system. There's just no getting around that. And it leads to such a bad answer. You know, for example, that property tax loophole that I mentioned earlier in the conversation, which is really costing all of us. I mean, we're being cheated to the tune of $5 billion. And the reason why that's being done and nobody does anything about it is because special interests, you know, give campaign money to keep that loophole open. So it happens, and that's just one example. I could go on and on and on. The pay-to-play that we find in politics today is just a disaster, and we need to solve that. Such things as limiting the contribution size, limiting it so that it's just individuals that contribute money, getting rid of these dark pools where you don't know who in the world's paying for what. Those are the sorts of things, I think, that are creating real difficulties in terms of democracy. I would say, however, before we get to campaign finance, the one adjustment that I want to make right away, and it's for all the same reasons, is to kill gerrymandering. And so the gerrymandering is the art, the dark art of drawing congressional districts so that you basically manipulate politics. You got politicians picking their voters versus voters picking their politicians. I happen to think that that's the root cause of all of our difficulties in politics today. And what Texas should do, and what I intend to work very hard to achieve, is going to an independent redistricting commission model where you don't have politicians drawing those districts, but you have citizens drawing those districts. Let's have citizens draw the districts. We want to pick our politicians. We don't want politicians to pick our voters. If we kill gerrymandering first, then we can turn our attention to campaign finance. And once we've done those two things, we will have saved democracy. And I think it would spread to the rest of the country, because really everybody is just so distraught over the partisanship. And I'll say one last thing. I'm not a very partisan person. I've never met an accountant who's even capable of partisanship. We're too analytical by nature. So why not have an accountant lead the charge to do something about this partisanship?